Good morning, everybody. Welcome those who are watching online and those of us who are here today. We're excited to be continuing on in our series in Philippians. If you remember, we're 3 weeks into this series now. This is our third week. It's pretty exciting. Last week, we talked about how the Philippians had great joy because they had received the gospel and participated in it. They took it, they owned it, and they loved it. And it influenced and changed the way they lived. I want to share a quick story with you guys of something that has changed the way I eat breakfast. I don't know if you guys have ever had sweet potato hash browns, but they are a game changer. Recently, I've started a new diet. It's trying to diagnose some different health-related issues in my life, so I'm cut out everything. Basically, if you want to know what my diet is, think of everything you enjoy eating, and I can't. So that's my life right now. I thought, oh, the joy of Lucky Charms for breakfast is gone. I can't do it anymore. Good old-fashioned home, you know, nice sausage. No, I can't eat that either. I was thinking, well, what can I do? And we figured out sweet potato hash browns. You shred the sweet potato. You fry it up in some nice, well, I can't use butter, but you should use butter because that's delicious. Coconut oil. Throw some salt on top. Wow. This is like a flavor explosion of awesomeness. It is maybe the best breakfast vegetable I have ever eaten. And I am telling you, I can't stop. I'm not going to stop. When I can eat all my good foods again, this is going to get bumped to the top of my breakfast categories here. If I had to pit one breakfast thing against the other, the last two things, of course, would be bacon, sweet potato hash browns, and I can't tell you who's going to win because they're that good. So I'm telling you, you guys, they've changed my life. And I think it'll change your life too. What's really funny is, you know, I enjoy them a lot myself, but I can't stop wanting to share them with people. You know, you get them nice and crispy on the bottom and top, and they're nice and smooth and like creamy-ish almost in the middle. That nice Maillard reaction, you know, where it gets toasty and crunchy for you cooking nerds out there. Wow, I'm telling you guys, if you want the recipe, I'll give them for to you. If you want to eat them, come over sometime. I will cook them for you. They're that good. And I kind of laugh about this because it's actually true. That's the way I feel toward these hash browns right now. Now, maybe tomorrow I won't, but I really enjoy these hash browns. But just the same way I want to share that with you, there's a weird sort of joy that comes from sharing something that you're really excited about that's really affecting your life. I know you guys are laughing because I'm going to relate this to the gospel, and it's true. But I'm serious. Telling others about something good brings a joy to our lives when they receive it and say, wow, that is really good. Even if they reject it, we're like, well, I wanted to give you a chance to try those sweet potato hash browns. If you don't like them, try regular hash browns. They're not as good, but give it a shot. That's fine. But today we're talking about how Paul's mind, as he's writing to the Philippians, he's so excited they've received the gospel. He's also so excited that this good news is being shared. It's not the sweet potato hash brown good news. It's the best news of Jesus Christ. So before we dive in, why don't we bow our heads? We're going to pray together here today. God, just thanks for making all things and making all things good when we receive it in faith. Lord, sweet potato hash browns, fellowship, all these things are good, Lord, but none of them matter even a little bit if you had not come and died on the cross for our sins. God, I'm so thankful, just as we were singing how you came, you are God with us. You came as Jesus. You died and rose again. You sent your spirit to live in us who believe. How good is that? That's a game changer, God. That's everything we want in life comes from you. Lord, thank you for the joy of knowing you. And I just pray that today as we're talking, you would help us understand that joy more, that we would be understanding how you have made us to know you and made us for this joy. God, anything short of that is missing out on the life you have for us. Help us recognize today maybe where we are missing out on that life you've prepared. And help us to learn how to walk in that joy even more. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So last week we were talking about how Paul was so excited because the Philippians were participating in the gospel. What that meant was they received it themselves and had been saved, that they were growing in it and being changed to be more like Jesus, and that they were sharing it. But today, we continue on with verse 18 onward. Let's take a look at what does verse 18 say? After he talks about how excited he is, he shares our section. This is the last verse of our section today, Philippians 1:18. He says, "What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or truth, Christ is proclaimed. And in that I rejoice. Yes, and I will rejoice." Paul rejoiced that Christ was being shared and proclaimed, that people were sharing the good news about Jesus. To Paul, that filled him up with such an excitement and a happiness, a joy and a contentedness. He said, "I don't care what else is going on in my life. This is so good that people hear this. It causes me to rejoice." And so our main point for today that we're going to talk about is joy comes from telling others about Jesus. Of course, this is not the only place joy comes from, but joy comes from telling others about Jesus. If Jesus is such good news and sharing good news brings us joy, then why wouldn't we want to share Jesus with others if we really value him? I was thinking just even earlier today about how, why is it sweet potato hash browns taste good to me? It's because sweet potato hash browns were made for me. God made those sweet potatoes to be eaten and be delicious. In the same way, why is it that sharing Christ is good to us? Ultimately, it's because we were made for that. We were made to bring glory to God. That's what we were made for. That's what God designed us for. That's what Adam and Eve in the garden at the beginning of time, just the two of them, that's why God created them, was so that they could bring him glory. He was showing off and saying, "Look how cool these people are. That points to how cool I am. I want the world to know how cool I am." That's why God created mankind, to bring glory and praise to himself. Not because he's selfish, because that's the ultimate good. The ultimate good. We are created to know that good. And we're created to lift that good higher by our lives and by our words. And so it follows that then sharing about the greatness of God would fulfill us. Sharing about the greatness of Jesus Christ is going to bring us joy, because that's what we're made for. Those of us who have been around the church for a little while, it's easy for us to think about telling others about Jesus as a duty, as a command we need to obey whether we like it or not. And in a sense, that's true. But that's not God's heart. God wants it to be an overflow of the joy we have and an expression of our worship to him, to share Jesus. The section from today that Austin read for us, Philippians 1, 12 through 18, Paul is writing to this church that he started and he had been away from for some time. Last week we remember that this church had more than once sent Paul money as a gift, just saying, "We love you, we want Jesus to be known, so we're supporting you. We know you have needs. We just want you to be blessed and not have to worry about finances." And this letter is a response. Paul is so excited that they would partner with him. But ultimately, this section today, it really shares Paul. This is Paul's heart. He wants the Philippians to know, how is he doing? How am I doing? You guys are supporting me. I am so thankful for you. This is how I am. And in this section, he shares, I think, three different ways that sharing Christ was bringing joy to his life. Three different circumstances that knowing that Christ was being proclaimed helped him to rejoice. So I've got three of these. Why don't we jump into the first one here? For Paul, he says that there is joy in suffering for Jesus when our focus is on the gospel of Jesus. There is joy in suffering for Jesus. The suffering itself, we talked last semester about how the suffering itself produces things in us, but Paul wasn't concerned about that in this letter. That's not what he's talking about here, the change in his own personal life. Let's take a look at Philippians 1:12. He says, I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. If you remember from last week and from Fred's teaching 2 weeks ago, what had happened to Paul? At this point, he is chained in a, he may not have actually been chained. I think he might have been chained at different points. I don't remember for this instance. Chained in a Roman prison under guard, not able to leave. He has been arrested and he was going to be tried for proclaiming Christ. But what he says is, instead of complaining and saying, oh, this is awful, I'm in prison, I can't go freely, I can't share Christ the way I want to share, what does he say? No, I want you to know what has happened has served to advance the gospel. The hardship has made gospel preaching even better in different ways, in ways I couldn't do by myself. It's advancing what God wants. And at the end of our passage, he says, in this I rejoice. He rejoiced in being in prison because he saw a greater opportunity. A greater opportunity. He didn't have his eyes on his condition, the hardship. He had his eyes on the opportunity to share Christ. What he goes on to say in a little bit is that the entire Roman guard had heard why he was in prison. The entire place was talking about this Paul who was happy to be in prison because of Jesus. And everyone was like, what is going on? And it caused a great opening for the gospel. Interesting. If you got thrown in prison for preaching Christ, how would you feel? I'd probably be a little grumpy. I wouldn't think, praise the Lord, a new mission field to share this joyous news. I got to confess, that's not where I'm at. I would be grumpy. I wouldn't get to go play in my yard. They probably don't serve sweet potato hash browns in prison. My wife wouldn't be there. That is not the order of what would be important to me, by the way. Quick aside, today's my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, wife. She is somewhere, if you're wondering how old she is, she's somewhere between 22 and 30.